operating, I have to tell you, without a copy of the engrossed version in the house. Thank you. Oh, here it is. There. We might as well give that back to the chairman. But this really is a fairly simple and straightforward bill. It came to the attention of Representative Wick and myself. Actually, the Minnehaha auditor called me and asked if we could perhaps get some emergency legislation through, because in our community, people are considering a vote on an old building. Our county commission has decided to tear down the Coliseum. Perhaps many of you are familiar with that building, a lot of farm shows, and it's a building that's been in place for many, many years. And because of that, several members of the community do not wish the county commission to tear down that building and have started a referendum. And that if they collect enough signatures, there will be a vote on the issue. When the cement plant sale came up and the vote was set for April 10th, our county commissioners and our auditor felt that that was a time to combine elections and save taxpayers money. So they called in a sort of a frantic hurry to say, in essence, if you set an election for April 10th, will you allow other governmental units to join in that election process? And hence, House Bill 1156 came into being. Since then, Yankton has found itself in similar circumstances, although I probably am not prepared to totally address the specifics of that community. Excuse me. So with that, I attempt to answer any questions and hope that that explanation suffices for understanding the bill.
Are there questions of Senator Everson?
Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senator Everson, is that petition been filed yet, the referendum, the referral to the vote?
They have been filed in Yankton County, and I'm not sure. They were expected to be filed at the end of last week, and I'm not certain whether they were or not. It's highly likely that they did get enough signatures.
Okay.
Not to make a comment on whether the referendum would pass or not.
Right, right. Okay.
Did you have further questions?
No, I don't.
Senator Bitter?
Senator, this means that anybody in the state that has an issue on this date could have a referendum.
If they met the guidelines of having their petitions filed in time for the April 10th election.
One more question. Is there any cost at all to the county for adding this on to the ballot?
I believe that the whole reason to do this is to save the cost of the election to the county. It's about $25,000 every time we do that in Minnehaha County. So in essence, it's saving them $25,000 to combine elections.
But there must be some cost involved somewhere.
Well, there is a cost to the counties to hold a referendum that we as a legislature are requesting on April 10th. Mm-hmm. There's also a bill in the process to pay the counties back for the cost of that.
Okay.
But that would be a separate bill unattached to this one.
Are there further questions of Senator Everest? Senator Olson?
If I interpret 7A, 18A, 19 correctly, we're really under the gun. We gotta move on this.
And
I'm looking at February 10th as being the 60-day. If they're viable, I'll have to file by February 10th. I think it's a good bill.
Further questions of Senator Reedy?
Just a question, I guess, but it doesn't really pertain, but why does the county commissioner have control of the Coliseum?
It's actually a county building.
Didn't the city sell it to him for $1?
A long, long time ago.
Okay.
And the city of Sioux Falls did sell it to the county. And only in our county has that been an issue, because the city would be willing to buy it back for $1. It happens to be located in sort of a complex of county buildings, our county safety, public safety building, our courthouse, of the old courthouse museum. And so it's a complicated issue because I believe that the county really feels that it would be best, that space would best be used for parking.
Further questions of the senator that might be germane to the bill? Are there other questions? Hearing none, are there other proponents to 1156? Proponents. Are there any opponents to 1156? Seeing none, I will close public testimony and ask for final disposition of House Bill 1156.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I move House Bill 1156 go to the floor and do pass.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Vitter. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion of do pass 1156 to the floor, please indicate by saying aye. Those opposed, no. And the secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Senator Dietrich.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Reed.
Aye.
Senator Vitter.
Aye.
Senator Mann.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Oh, yeah, emergency. Well, we tried.
Thank you.
Is there further business to be brought before this committee?
Move we adjourn. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carried. The meeting is adjourned.